This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. Yesterday, I spent quite a bit of time on the phone conference call with Andy Gibbs, and he is our patent instructor. He's an innovator. He's an inventor. He has a lot of patents. He teaches college. I've known him for 43 years. He is a brilliant, brilliant designer. And if you saw the Yakima, Y-A-K-I-M-A, bicycle racks, car carriers on vehicles around the United States, that was his company. He built it and ultimately sold it. It was the OEM manufacturer for Chrysler accessories, Chrysler branded accessories. That was Andy Gibbs. He's had many, many companies. In every kind of industry you could possibly think of, software, hardware, communications. And he and I and Rich Sheeben were on the phone yesterday. And we actually have an idea to fix America. We really do. And we have an idea to help people do better through education. We've been doing it for 12 years on the air, your instructors. And I think that they are the brightest, most wonderful people I know. I really mean that. And this plan, this concept, this idea, we don't know if it'll work. Not because the idea won't work. If we could implement it, it would work. There's no question about it in our minds. But we don't know if there are enough people who would join us to make it work, to help themselves live a better life, to help themselves be more productive, to help themselves get out of the rat race, to help themselves the way we have, leading by example. Not saying, y'all just jump on the spaceship and it's going to be a great ride and we don't know if it'll ever come back. That's not like that. It's rooted in honesty, integrity, hard work, and results that have been proven over time. But there aren't very many of us on this journey. There are very few of us. So what I suggested that we do, and I know I haven't explained this, I know that, in detail, and I can't. I can't let the cat out of the bag. But the question is, would the people who know us the best, would they call in and say, on Tuesday, just on Tuesday, and Rich is going to open up the phone lines to take calls, which is something he doesn't do, on Tuesday, and see it, and he'll explain this, and to see if you think it's a good idea. Do you think this would work? Do you think you'd be willing to work for yourself? And at the same time, fix America. Would you be willing to do that? So I'm going to give you the number for next Tuesday. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. Call in and we'll chat. We'll chat, we'll explain it, and we'd love to know if you're on board with this. Will you put forth the effort to help yourself? Would you be willing to do it? Because the fact of the matter is, there are plenty of people who listen to radio, But of the people who listen to radio, how many are inclined to do something for themselves? And of them, how many would actually do something for themselves? Now, the question is there anybody that is willing to do it? Is anybody willing to help themselves? And I've asked over the years, and we're trying to figure out, I've asked, have we helped anybody, or are we just talking to ourselves? The things that we talk about, we do. We literally do. Gwyneth, Rich, all of us. We do what we say. So, next Tuesday, 866-582-9933. Be prepared to call in, and we'd love to hear what your thoughts are. You'd have to be brief, succinct, get your point across, and don't figure it out when you're on the phone with us. Figure it out before. Write down some notes and tell us what you think about taking control of your life, and maybe even all of us working together to do a better job collectively. Are you willing to do that? Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. The other day you were talking on air about the people, I think it was with Bert, about the Wi-Fi system, and I thought to myself, this is absolutely a case in point for what I have been thinking, okay? The modern world, including these massive corporations that think they own everything, it's all going away. It's all going away because it can't continue. We are heading into a monumental civilizational collapse, and these sorts of structures simply don't survive civilization collapses, you know. In that day, there's going to be no Wi-Fi. There's going to be no internet. And I heard about the people, you were discussing on air, the people who were coming to your campground wondering where the Wi-Fi was, wondering where the internet was. And I thought, this is absolutely amazing that they were not happy. Because they, or they were contacting you, and they were maybe, you know, middle to upper management type people with $100,000 camper vans and this sort of thing, and wanting to know if you had Wi-Fi. And yet they want to come out to your farm to get a taste of life off the grid. Well, those two things don't quite mesh up. You know, if you're wanting to go out and be in nature, go out and be in nature. You know, just do it. But it's, you can't have that life and think that you're going to have absolutely wonderful cell phone coverage, because it defeats the purpose of it. And where I am here, in Victoria, Australia, I'm broadcasting from my cell phone, but it's on one window in my house that has good cell phone coverage. And by good cell phone coverage, I mean I have one bar. I have one bar on my cell phone. And that is considered by me to be good coverage. Better than no bars, that's for sure. The cell tower that my cell phone is pointed at is 60 kilometres away. I don't know how much that is in miles, but I'm guessing it would be about 40 miles away. And it just so happens that this window is pointed down a valley, and it's got, you know, a water tank sort of on one side and a valley sort of on the other side, and it just channels the cell phone signal up to to my house. You know, but, oh my gosh, I'm actually really glad that I don't have good cell phone signal. Because it's a distraction. It really, really, really is. And I think I left a message on your answering machine about this topic. And it was like somebody wanting to get off of crack cocaine and going into rehab and then asking where the drug dealer was. Did I leave a message to that effect on your cell phone, Vincent?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not on my cell phone, but on my landline answering machine, yes.
Oh, on your
phone. I have a comment about...
Sorry.
Yeah, I have a comment about what you're saying. You're absolutely right. But I can understand. I literally can understand what these campers are saying. So they are trapped in a rat race. They decided that they wanted the house, you know, the big house, the amenities, the swimming pool, those kinds of things. And then they realized that they are trapped by... the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes, and all that. So they got to keep working. And then they figured out that, well, let's venture out and see what life is like outside the big city or outside suburbia. So they buy a camper and they want to see. They want to see the country that they've been precluded from seeing because they're working. But they've read about these things. So they find us and they want to come here. But in order to pay for this $100,000 camper machine, they've got to keep the income going. So in order to do that, they have to keep their job. But with COVID, they've been able to work outside the big tower. They've been able to get outside of the office, and they can work from home. So home has become this camper. But they need to have enough internet bandwidth so they can do the pushing of the keys and the moving and clicking of the mice on their screen to attend to their customers or the customers for the corporations. That's the problem. So I understand that. I really do. Because when I decided I was going to become an entrepreneur, while I had a job, I had to do both. I literally had to have the job to get the funds saved up so that I could take the risk to jump ship and leave the corporation. I had to do that. And I have a feeling, and I haven't had a chance to meet with enough people to find out if this is exactly it, but I believe I hit the nail on the head. I believe what they're doing is they're testing the waters. Okay? They don't want to jump completely. And it goes back to that 640 acres that I said years ago, about $1,200 or $1,500, I can buy the whole thing if I have enough interest and people are willing to commit to buying a 2, 5, 10, 20-acre parcel of this one square mile right down the road from us. If they're willing to come out here and if they're willing to do it, I can make this happen. One person. And I talked about this for months and months on the air. Only one person said, I might come out there. And there's no way that I would commit to buying a square mile for one person who might consider doing it. So that gets back to this call-in on Tuesday. Are people willing to do anything? I don't know. Maybe times have changed. But the bottom line is I believe that there's a transition period, and that's what I went through, you know, when I decided to jump off the corporate ladder. So you have to have some kind of safety net, some kind of wherewithal, some kind of savings in order to do it, and I think that's what's happening. And we may have to put in a landline with internet for Wi-Fi.
Just reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The problem is that people have been lulled into complacency and the crisis of convenience. And they use their smartphones for everything. They've been told that they can pay their bills by their smartphone. They've been told that they can shop with their smartphone. They don't have to go through the register. They can just tap and walk out the door with their goods from the big box stores. They have been conditioned that this is all normal and this is the way it should be. And they can't get out of this trap. They can't get out. So because of it, they need it. And because of that, it's a problem for us because they can camp here. But and they've told me. They've said, we'll pay more. We'll pay more to come to your campground because it is magnificent. But we need Verizon or we need Wi-Fi because we can't afford to pay anything unless we have income. So they're telling us we can pay more. That's not a problem. $26 is not a problem. It's the Wi-Fi. It's the internet. And there's only one bar of service here. And it's not enough. It's not enough for them to check the weather on their smartphone. If they haven't had to check the weather, it's not enough. And so that's the problem. When you live out in the middle of nowhere, that's the problem. That's the problem you have. That's the problem we have. And it's okay with us because we live here. But for them, they are trapped by being lulled into the the world of convenience. Everything's at their fingertips. That's a problem. So I understand. I really do. And the only way I can fix it for those who really want to come here, who have lots of income, is to give them the internet. That's the only way. Glenn, back to you.
All I can say is a quote from somebody I really wish I had met when he was alive. He died in 2016. His name was called Bill Mollison. And this quote was absolutely profound. He said a lot of absolutely profound things. He was an amazing guy. He invented permaculture. And he said something once in one of his videos. He said, "Your appetites are so unnecessary. Your appetites are so unnecessary." And he was born, I think he was born in the 1920s or 1930s, in a little town in Stanley in Tasmania, Australia. And this was not a one-horse town. It was a two-horse town. And there were two automobiles in the town, and his father owned both of them. And they would go out on a picnic once a year in the automobiles. And but most of the transportation work in the town was done by these two horses. And they had flatbed drays, and they had a carriage. And they would go, they would hook the horse up to the carriage when there were people needed to be picked up from the railway station, take them into town. If there were goods that needed to be transported to and fro, they hooked it up to the dray, which is a flatbed convenience. And that the horses would do that. And he said, if we needed to go anywhere, we all had fishing boats, which had sails. And we'd go sailing, and we'd get to where we needed to go on our sailboats. And it was, all the families who lived there were descended from sealers or whalers. If you want to know what a sealer is, it's a person who kills seals for a living, as in the little creatures that are like dogs that live in the sea that go, oh, 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 and have hands that clap together that you see in marine parks and that sort of thing. But they used to kill them, and they used to eat them, and they used to use their fur for making gorgeous coats, and they used to use their fat for oil for their lamps, and they bred quickly, and that's how they used to live. So they were tough people. But he said we didn't have any need for fossil fuels. If we needed to go even to mainland Australia, they would take their fishing boats and they would go sailing, and they would go to mainland Australia across the Bass Strait, and they'd end up in Melbourne.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update, a major PR counterattack from California Governor Gavin Newsom aimed at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the shipment of migrants out of the Sunshine State.
Human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom on NBC's The Today Show. Florida officials confirm they're behind the flight, saying the people boarded voluntarily. Former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his White House run today in Iowa. Last night, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie made his run official, using a town hall in New Hampshire to run down a long list of reasons why former President Trump should remain the former president. Morale and ratings have been sinking for months at CNN, but the backlash to last month's town hall with former President Trump may have sealed the deal. CNN CEO Chris Licht said he is resigning. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So let me see if I've got this right. So we have illegals invading the United States. We have states and cities as sanctuary cities, like, y'all come over here and we'll take care of you. And then we have a governor of Florida who is putting these people voluntarily, saying, y'all want a place to go? You want to go to California? We'll fly you over to California. California is in favor of illegal immigration. And the governor of California now says, y'all are doing this for political reasons. You are kidnapping people in Florida, you're putting them on a plane, and you're dropping them off in California. Now, It seems to me that if I remember history correctly, just before the big fall, just before total collapse, which I believe we are in the beginning stages of, just before that happens, the political types, the political leadership, starts infighting and blaming each other for everything that's going wrong, the things that they've caused. They start blaming each other for the things that they've caused. That's what it looks like to me. California is saying, don't you be dropping off those people that that we think should be here. Don't drop them off here. I think that's what's happening. That's what my research tells me. Gwyneth, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The rats begin fighting each other. It goes back to the Calhoun mouse experiment. Just before the whole thing implodes, the mice all start fighting each other. They all turn, well, there's a proportion of them that turn homosexual. There's a proportion of them that go into violent gangs. There's a proportion of them that just sit around grooming themselves, not wanting to interact with any of them. They all stop breeding. And they, you know, one generation after that, the whole thing implodes. And they're all dead. Look at Carthage. Look at Petra. Look at Rome. Although Rome has rebuilt, it's rebuilt on the ruins of its former self. Look at Athens. Ditto, it's rebuilt on the ruins of its former self. Troy, I'll tell you about Troy, okay? Troy, they thought that Troy was a myth until they found the city of Troy. And they only knew that it was the city of Troy because they found a street sign which said Troy, Troy, which means Troy. You know, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. They thought that Sodom and Gomorrah was just a silly little Bible story until they found Sodom and Gomorrah. They found them. All of these places. Is there anybody left from Sodom and Gomorrah? Is there anybody left from the city of Troy, which was the greatest city of its day? You know? Yes, there's Athenians left. Yes, there's Romans left. But they were so devastated at one time that they were practically abandoned, and it was only afterwards that people came back and rebuilt. You know? Is there any Carthaginians left? No, not even one. They all killed, every one of them. And I told that story before. You've got to realize that if you're in that sort of position where you're getting a good paycheck from a big corporation, but I can guarantee you what's going to happen, okay, from my knowledge of history. That you are going to wake up one morning and you are going to log into your account and you are going to be locked out of your account. And you are going to find out overnight that the company collapsed and that it was at a point of collapse for some months beforehand and you didn't know anything about it because all of this information was kept on a need-to-know basis. And you are going to find yourself going from a four-figure per week income to zero. Who's going to pay for the camper van then? That's going to be the very worst day of your life. I can tell you that. Because all of these corporations are going away, all of them. And that means that all of these people who are bringing in these four-figure per week paychecks to pay for their lifestyle, and they are desperately trying to hang on to their lifestyle, it is going away. Your lifestyle is going away. You just can't see it yet. And you have to now learn how to live another way. Even as a side hustle, learn how to live another way. Maybe it's not a side hustle that brings in money, but it's a side hustle or a hobby that brings in skills. You learn how to do something else. And maybe that something else is something else that you can learn, that you can get to earn you some currency. But even if it doesn't, it's going to keep you alive. And the $100,000 camper van, I'll tell you what I did. And about 10 years ago, I realized that I had to get out of where I was. I had reasons that I couldn't stay there. And I realized that I would have to walk out on my whole life with my children and my dog. I didn't buy a $100,000 camper van. I bought a $1,500 camper van off of my brother. And we traveled. And it wasn't a brand new $1,500 camper van. This was a 90, this camper van was almost as old as I was. And I was, 10 years ago, I was 38, 10 years ago. So this camper van was from the 1970s. And I packed up the camper van with food and water and, you know, other things that I thought I would need. And one evening I put my kids in the camper van and the dog, and I said, boys, we're going camping. And we ended up in Victoria. We went camping for sure because I needed to get out of there. And that was my escape route. And afterwards, I sold my house and I bought this home. I happen to own my house outright, mortgage free. I sold my house quickly and quietly. And I used the funds from that house sale to buy this farm that I currently have. And God opened the door. I found myself in a trailer park, what we would call a caravan park, what you would call a trailer park. And I said, okay, Lord, I had a farm once before of 10 acres. This time I would like a farm of 20 acres. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray. Please help me. I went on to one of the real estate websites that has most of the properties that's for sale. And I was scrolling through, and about, after a certain number of properties, I saw this place, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and he said, there's your farm. I called up the real estate agent, and within 2 days, I had this place under contract. And I'm still here. And we made a deal with the seller that I could move in prior to settlement. So I got out of the caravan park, moved on to here. No electrical supply. No water supply at first. There was the tanks, but there was no gravity tank on the tower. So we had to go out and we had to siphon off water from the cisterns. You know, the two big cisterns that you saw on the satellite photos. At that time, there was only one big cistern. And we had to siphon off water from that cistern into bottles and take the bottles inside, you know, big bottles that you get spring water in, like 2.5-gallon spring water bottles or 4-gallon spring water bottles or whatever. And bring that inside, and that was the water supply when we first moved here, but it was a roof. It was a roof over our head, and I had an axe, and we'd go out and get firewood, chop wood, and, yeah. But you don't need, you can figure out a way, but you will not be able to figure out a way if you're desperately trying to hang on to your luxury. You know? And all the corporations are going away. That means your job is going to go away. It is going to go away. And you either learn how to live without it now while you have the job, while you have the check to be able to fund the changes that you need to make, but to not spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and get into more debt to do it. To do it in some other way. And pray. Ask God for help. by God, I need to do this, but I lack wisdom. Please give me the wisdom to do this. And it promises in the Bible that anyone who lacks wisdom, if they ask God, that God will give them wisdom. He will show you how to do it. I can't tell you how to do it because I don't know the circumstances of your life. But there is a way for you to escape. And you need to begin to make that way now. Because if you don't, you are going to be pushed off the edge of a cliff by your circumstances when you wake up that morning and you try and log in on the internet to your work site, workplace online, and you find that that workplace is not there anymore. Has that happened to me? Yeah, it did. I had a good paying job. You know, and I was working from home, and I was actually working from here. You know, over the internet, and I was working in a call center taking calls. I woke up one morning, went to log into my workplace to begin taking calls, and I'd been made redundant overnight through no fault of my own. They just downsized. They picked. And I contacted my supervisor, who was a very good friend of mine. I'd been working in that industry for quite some years, and my supervisor in that place had worked with me with other corporations that I'd been working with in the past. She knew I was a really good employee. And she said, listen, it's not your fault, Gwyneth. It's not your fault. They literally pulled, you know, perhaps literally, but maybe electronically, they just went through the list and just chose names at random, and they said, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. And she said she didn't get sacked because she was a supervisor. And that wasn't, they weren't sucking supervisors, although she was also taking calls as well. But that might have, that will happen to you. That will absolutely happen to you. And you will be pushed out of your life. You know, your company will either downsize or it simply won't be there. You'll wake up one morning, go to log into your workplace, and it won't be there. And then you'll be in the worst
position. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%. Stop collection calls and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I have a couple comments about what you said. I absolutely agree. Class, if you've been listening in class over the years, you've probably known that I've been fired a lot. I am probably the number one most fired guy in radio. I'm talking about being sacked. I've been sacked 7 times in radio. I've been sacked 1 time in banking. And when I got sacked in banking, it was because the bank was taken over by another bank. A bigger bank bought us out. And somebody at the corporate umbrella made some stupid mistakes, caused financial hardship, and we needed to be taken over. So we were taken over. And the company that took us over had a meeting with us in the cafeteria and said, "Yeah, well, you're the new guy. We're the new guys, and we're glad to have you here. And how many of you are in customer service? Raise your hands. Great, we love customer service. We need you. How many of you are in marketing? Great, we need you guys. How many of you guys are in data processing? Oh, we got our own guys in data processing. We don't need you." I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's the upshot of it. So I got sacked. No fault of my own. Every one of us that managed the computer system, we all got sacked. And, you know, it builds character. It was a really good thing. Now, Gwyneth was talking about money, and here's a micro example. There's a television series called Combat, and you know I've recommended this as homework. It was an infantry squad during World War II, and they were marching across on foot, the squad, a reconnaissance squad across France. And it was the trials and tribulations of the squad, what it was really like, the shooting, and so forth. Two of the main cast were Vic Morrow and Rick Jason. And they played the, you know, number one and number two guys in this series. And they were being compensated. This series was from 1962 through 1967, 5 years. And during the early days, they were compensated somewhere between $1,000 per episode and $1,500 per episode. That's how much they were paid as big stars in this really well-rated television series, Combat. Well, season five, Vic Morrow, he became the number one guy. He was the centerpiece of this television series, Combat. He said he wasn't going to, and I'm paraphrasing, he wasn't going to do it anymore unless they paid him $10,000 per episode. So he went from, you know, 1X to 10X. Okay? And the network capitulated. They said, okay, well, you are the series, so we'll pay it. And that meant that everybody else had to, their compensation went up as well. So everybody made more. The series lasted one more season. That was it. Because they paid them so well they couldn't make a financial go of it, and the series collapsed. It was a fabulous, fabulous series. But the individual greed of Vic Morrow was so great that it collapsed the entire production. Now, was he worth it? He was worth it. But the network executives wanted even more than that. So it was his work, his material, his effort, along with others, that made the series great. And then the big shots at the network were making a lot more than that. And he wanted a piece of what they were making rather than being paid as a pawn. So I understand why he did it. But it collapsed the whole thing because television is a money-making proposition. So I mentioned that I've been fired, sacked seven times in radio. And you wonder why I'm so loyal to Genesis Communications Network. Why? Because they're loyal to me. They are loyal to me. They're the best of the best of the best. Period. I say that. I don't get compensated by them. I don't pay them. They don't pay me. We just have an understanding that we'll provide the content. They provide the pathway. And it really is synergistic and it works great. I love it. And so without Genesis, we're nothing. Okay. And they give us the platform to teach. And that's all we do. We have no sponsors. USA Prepares has no sponsors. We don't get any income from Genesis Communications Network, their sponsors, or anything to do with radio. None. Everything we do is on a voluntary basis here at USA Prepares. So what happened was there was lots of money flowing in the last year just before Combat collapsed, just like there was lots of money flowing in 1929 before October. There was lots of money to be made. People were they were making so much money without working for it, they didn't know what to do with it all. Boom. And it collapsed. Just like when 2 years ago when the federal government was handing out $600 and $1,200 payments just because after they shut out all these businesses down. And here we are. There was so much money flowing. And now it's dried up. It's dried up. And now we are in collapse mode. Gwyneth, any comments about what I've just said?
Yeah, in 1987, Max Kaiser said something. He said that in the morning they were taking bookings for Porsches at the car dealers, and in the afternoon all those orders dried up. One day, 1987, Max Kaiser. Look it up on YouTube. Max Kaiser, 1987. No more yuppies.
Yeah. I used to follow him quite often. Max Kaiser, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, I'll see you next week, next Wednesday. Thank you very much.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.